twice a day rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Hello, everybody. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 49. Screw it! Titles are stupid! Sick of making up titles.
They are stupid.
They are stupid, and it's hard. It's hard to come up
with
one.
And we're just not that creative on a consistent basis.
That's what it really boils down to, is that I'm sick of having to be the one to come up with them. Nobody else seems to offer anything, so thanks a lot, John.
You are full of crap.
You failed us.
Hold on.
What?
Hold the phone.
Wait, what?
Because
what?
I am the one who shows up on time on a consistent basis. I'm the one who often has to prep the whole show by myself.
You're the only one who knows how to do it.
That's not true.
That's not true. I prepped the show today, as a matter of fact.
For the first time in a while.
For the first time in, I would say, one episode.
No, bullshit.
I mean, every once in a while.
Well, hey, I showed up.
Yeah, well, hey, I want to thank you for doing that.
Thanks.
At least you got here. Good way to go, Johnny.
Yeah.
We love it whenever you're here.
And then proceeded to go straight to the bathroom and spend about a half hour in there.
Half hour on the shitter.
I'm 43. It takes me a while to
crap. I'm telling you, man, you have got the most consistent colon of anybody that I know.
I'm a healthy guy.
I know. Well, you need to, like, time it somehow where you can poo before you come over. And then
how it works.
It's like this house is a laxative for you. You walk in and immediately
gotta
go to the bathroom.
Is that why I feel queasy every time I'm here?
I know, man.
I thought it was just the smell.
And unfortunately, the upstairs bathroom is right next to the studio room.
Stephanie cooked some awesome spaghetti tonight.
Oh, with
meat and stuff and garlic.
Did you bring some for everyone?
No,
I ate
all
of
it.
You ass.
I just dumped it in the toilet. Go fetch it out.
Man, that is not good, I gotta tell you. I am King Mike, your gracious host. Of course, we have King Zach in the producer chair.
That's me.
And then we have King John, the shitter. And we've got a great show prepared for you tonight. And it's very cool. We have some huge news that's coming up.
Big, big, big. Second
segment, we've got some big news. Big things are happening for the Kings.
Should we tell them now?
No. Okay, let's not do that.
Stay tuned.
How about now?
No. Wait, let's wait until the second segment.
Are we there yet?
Please. Is it time yet?
We're still in the middle of the first segment. We haven't even gotten to pimping the show yet.
Actually, we're not in the middle. We're in the beginning.
Well, that's a good point.
So can we tell them now?
No, goddammit. make sure you check us out on iTunes. Please go to iTunes and subscribe. You can also go to Stitcher and listen to us on Stitcher if you're not an Apple person. Check out all of our content, of course, is available for you at kingsofthepodcastle.com. But really, it's important that every week or every opportunity that you get, check in with our Facebook page and see what's going on, because that's how you'll know when we are broadcasting live, which we are doing right now on Ustream.tv. And you can call into the show if you're listening live, 407-392-4KOP. That's 4567. Once again, that phone number is,
oh
Zach,
my God,
please tell it again.
392-4567. Let's
there you
on.
Go. Why do you want to move on? What are you doing? That's how you get it out there.
You know what
we should do is not ever pimp the show. That'll make Zach happy.
No, that's a terrible idea.
He hates this show.
Yeah, I know. He hates it. He's like sighing and angry about it.
He doesn't want to be here.
Anyway, bored. We've got a lot
I'm
of cool
excited
stuff.
For the news. Let's get to the news.
No, we can't do the news yet. Right now, we've got to do the normal dumb stuff.
I also forgot to pee before we started.
Oh, damn it. Hey, well, quick question for you. Did you remember to do the very important thing, which was print out the trivia questions for John?
Oh, shit.
get on that. I'll pull out the printer tray now.
Here, yeah. You should do that.
Yeah, pull it out.
Let's try not to crash the whole computer when we do this.
Right.
They're all labeled the same thing.
Really
what,
quickly.
What day am I looking for here?
A comedy breakdown, because we don't have King Greg, and King Devin has graciously left us on hiatus for a little while.
Okay.
I'm the only one that's still doing comedy regularly. I did a big show over at Jesse's in Winter Haven on Thursday night.
We like Jesse's.
Jesse's
is good.
Awesome. Jesse's is totally awesome. It was a huge, huge show. Thank you to everybody who came out and checked it out. Our headliner was Vince Taylor, and he is a black comedian, but it's Jesse's. in the middle of Polk County.
Right.
Oh, boy.
So it was all white people. I mean, there wasn't even a single black person in the audience.
Did they have shotguns and pitchforks?
No.
No, they had ropes and sheets.
Wow. No. They did not.
That's where we were going.
No, that's not where we were going.
That's totally where we were going. I said Polk County white people. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, Klan.
No, not Klan. I was going to say that he actually murdered. He murdered.
He murdered the white people.
He killed all the white people. It's over. It's over. There's no white people left in Polk County. No. He got up there and just killed, man. He killed. And, our feature comic was Tommy O'Neill, who we've had on the show before. And is he white or black?
Yes.
He's very white. In fact, he looks like he's a member of the Klan.
His name's Tommy O'Neill.
His name's Tommy O'Neill. He's very Irish. Yes, right. He's very Irish.
He's pasty.
Not Irish at all. He's a stoner.
Well, he is a stoner, but
his name's Tommy O'Neill.
The only time he's Irish is when he smokes pot out of a potato.
But Tommy O'Neill was there. Devin, of course, King Devin was involved in it and did an awesome 5 minutes. I killed it at 10 minutes as a host.
Of course, I'm the man.
I'm the man. I'm just saying, I'm the man. I don't even know why I gave myself a rim shot. That was the wrong button.
I had something funny happen to me, actually.
You did?
Yeah, and it's
did
a
you
piece
go
of...
and do some comedy?
No.
Oh.
No, see, I do this thing where... Oh.
What are you doing?
Well, you remember that time I was supposed to post that we were going live?
Oh, you damn moron.
Well, I put it in.
Holy moly.
You put it in.
You are on the ball tonight, let me tell you.
Just because I forgot to hit the post button. I mean, anyway, my funny news is I thought that I worked in a safe world at work where I could just leave my devices sitting around and people wouldn't fuck with them.
Oh, boy, what happened?
What was that word?
I left my tablet unlocked, and this is what happened.
What are we looking at?
So this is what happens when you leave your tablet unlocked here at work, Zach. We record a video on there, and then we post it for everybody to see because you made a mistake.
That's not the best part. And now it's his crotch. Jesus.
He's still got his pants on.
At least he doesn't have his
pants on now. My Facebook page is blowing up with people just harassing the crap out of me.
Now I gotta say, it's one of my favorite things to do is mess with somebody when they leave their Facebook unlocked.
Yeah, because you're a doucher.
I've done it to you before. I've definitely done it to John before. John, you have taken it in the rear. On Facebook.
Also, his Facebook page has been...
You remember when I wrote the long paragraph about how much you love poop?
Yes. Yep.
But that was true.
It was... I know.
Yeah.
And it was... I literally sat down like a novelist and wrote this. Hello, my name is John Donovan. I am a fan of poop. In fact,
and it went on for a long time.
Yeah.
People commented and most of them said, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
You know, that's nothing new.
And then you deleted it. It was like the best...
I like going to the land of the poop fairy.
Well, here's one of my favorite things that Mike and I used to do.
In the poop queen river.
Yeah, yes. You're very creative. It was good. I kind of wish now that I didn't delete it.
I know, because it was the funniest damn thing ever.
But when Mike and I used to work together at this place that we work, that I still work at.
That shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
We like them. They're good partners of our sponsor.
So yes, anyway, when Mike would leave his computer unlocked, I would go in and change his background.
Right.
To a naked fat guy who's hairy.
Or like the gay pride parade.
The gay pride parade, mostly. Stuff like that. So when he would go unlock his computer or pull up his computer and boom, there'd be that image.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one time, I found a picture of a toilet that was filled with crap.
Was it actually a picture from your work?
It could have been very easily, yes.
So I made that his background, and then in walks Mike, and I'm grinning ear to ear, and then I stopped grinning because immediately followed Mike was our boss.
I remember this now, yes.
And then Mike sits down.
Wait, was it a male boss?
It was a male boss.
With very short black hair.
And
oh,
khaki
God.
Pants.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who does this?
Yeah.
So Mike sits down at his desk.
This is going to be so bad.
Boss man standing above Mike, behind him.
I'm getting ready to show him something
on the
computer.
Yeah, so he moves his mouse, and then the darkness fades, and there is all of the holy unholies staring right back at both of them. a picture of a shitty toilet, and then they're talking still, and then I can imagine Mike's insides were going apeshit.
I imagine him saying something like, "Oh, that's interesting. He did that.
He didn't bat an eye at it. That was the great thing. He didn't." But then Mike, as quick as he possibly could, pulled up whatever the both of them were supposed to be looking at, whatever file, whatever
just
it was.
Trying to cover up the desktop as fast as possible.
You didn't say anything about it?
No.
I didn't acknowledge it at all.
I opened the file and hit the maximize button immediately, so it just covers the whole screen.
You were like a 10-year-old getting caught watching porn.
But he saw it, and then they discussed whatever they had to discuss, and then Boss Man leaves the room, shuts the door, and Mike turns and looks at me and goes, "Dude! What the hell?" And I go, I didn't know he was going to be here. I didn't know. It was just a gag. What the hell?
He straight up Shaggy screamed at you.
Yes, he did. Dude!
Just FYI, since that incident, it came down the pike from upper management down to us.
Don't ever do that again.
Don't ever. No more. We're not allowed to change each other's desktops.
Because he saw it, and then he goes, filed in the mental Rolodex.
Don't have to say anything. Just pass down the memo.
Yep. Are we really sending this many emails about pooping toilets?
Yes, exactly. Now, that does remind me, though, the other day you posted a picture of your kids, and it said, "These guys say good morning."
Yeah.
And then I posted a picture comment
of the gay pride
parade.
These guys say good morning.
Yeah.
And I didn't delete that.
You did not delete it, but you didn't comment, like, or anything. I didn't make you mad or anything.
No, not at all. But, you know, the kids, aunts, uncles, people like that are friends with me. And I couldn't really acknowledge it. But at the same time, did it
at least make you laugh?
It did. And then I thought about it for a second. I'm like, should I delete this? Because, you know,
it was so perfect.
Their relatives look at our shit because you know they see all the pictures I post of the kids.
Right.
So I didn't.
So that. Do you remember what I showed you last night on my phone, Mike? Me and my girlfriend were at a wedding. Angry Texan's wedding.
By the way, Angry Texan Greg Parrott is now a married man, ladies and gentlemen. He's taken the plunge.
But on that topic. Miranda, my girlfriend, was a bridesmaid.
Yeah, sure.
And her mom texted me wanting a picture of the two of us.
Oh, boy.
But she texted me, "I would like a pic of the letter U, then the number 2, please."
I would like a picture of you too, please.
So you sent her a picture of the band U2?
Yes.
That's awesome. Bond. That is awesome. Good job. What was her reply?
She didn't get it. She goes, "Sorry, it didn't come through." Oh. So I just sent it again. And then Miranda had to call and explain it to her.
Wow.
So she doesn't know who you two is, I guess?
I guess not. I think,
how old is Miranda's mom?
No, she's young. She knows. She just was really excited about getting the picture.
Oh, gotcha.
So now I feel like a douche.
That was very funny.
It is very funny. All right, we have to move on. We have all these stories that are ready to go in the first segment, but we have a lot going on in this entire show.
Can we tell them the news yet?
No, God.
What we want to do
is move straight into, if we can, please, we're going to move straight into trivia. We were talking about the comedy show that I did, and I've got another one coming up at the end of the month. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, we need to talk about the fact that John does trivia over at Star Island.
Star Island Resort, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Earth Trivia. Yeah. Trivia.
And in order to help promote that, every week we do trivia with Johnny.
You know what's funny, though, at all that? I have an echo sound effect for him, and he never asked for it. He just does trivia.
I just
away from
thought
the mic.
Of it. All right, it's once again trivia time with John Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. Every Thursday from 5 till 7, you can find me at Star Island Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, and I do my show. It's during happy hour, so come on out. Even though it's a resort, outside folks are allowed to come in, come on up to the bar, have a good time, spend some money, drink some drinks, and play some trivia. It's fun.
Hey, all right.
Mike, so. I got to say, I cannot wait to beat the pants off of you again this week.
I know. Yeah. I think it's 1-1 right now since it's just been you and I.
Don't worry. It'll be 2-1 soon.
Okay. All right. So we're both 1-1, and we're both looking forward to beating the crap out of each other.
All
so
right. I got bring some doozies
the pain.
Here,
I'm ready.
Boys.
Bring it on.
And remember, gentlemen, you kind of buzz in, if you will, with your names.
Okay, all right, I'm ready.
Can we change Mike's name to something really long, like Holla Walla Ding Dong?
I think that's what his ex-girlfriend called him.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, here is question number one.
What?
What did you say?
Every time I put it in the A.
Every time
would go,
I put it in the A.
Yeah, she would go, Holla Walla Ding Dong!
Wow.
And then I pulled out and see it on her tees. All right. Ah! All right, question one.
All right, gentlemen. What does the DC in...
Mike! Zach!
Mike.
District of Columbia.
Wrong.
Ooh.
Zach.
Direct Current.
Wrong. Let me finish the question.
Mike.
Mike.
Detective Comics.
Very good, sir.
Yeah!
Yes. Detective Comics. Very good. All
Didn't
right.
Did we do that last week?
No.
No.
I just happened to have knowledge of DC Comics, and I knew there was only a couple of things that could be DC.
What?
What? So what?
Did you happen to do this version of trivia once before?
No.
I haven't heard you do this trivia version once before.
No, I promise.
Okay.
I swear.
You're having a little deja vu there, Zach. You ready for question two, gentlemen?
Yeah, all right.
Stephen Colbert, Zach Galifianakis, and Gina Davis all tried out for but were rejected by what show?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Zach. How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Mike. Office Space.
Wrong.
Ooh.
It was a show or a movie?
It's a show.
Zach.
A TV show.
Zach.
Friends.
No.
Man. Mike. Modern Family.
No.
Son of a...
Fuck it.
I give up. Zach, do you give up?
One
more guess.
Zach.
Zach.
Taxi Cab Confessions.
No.
All right, I give up.
Mike, Bunny Ranch. Go ahead.
Ooh, can you imagine going to Bunny Ranch and there's Zach Galifianakis in a little negligee?
That's pretty much what it is most of the time anyway.
Right.
I'll take the bearded lady, please.
So you guys give up.
We're giving up.
They all three tried out for and were rejected by Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Yes.
You idiot.
Yeah, I know. Gina Davis, I didn't know she did comedy. I mean, other than the movies that she did.
I don't know
who
that is.
Although her
Gina
teeth,
Davis, she was...
she has a high tooth-to-gum ratio.
She does. She was one half of Thelma and Louise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, League of Their Own.
Yeah. Sure. Exactly. Okay, here we go. Question three, boys. One in four Americans don't know that this revolves around the sun. Zach.
Earth,
very good one for Zach.
Are you kidding me?
Boom! Got it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's a point for me. Bitch.
One in four Americans do not know that.
One in four Americans also are starving in Africa. Wait, no, Americans? That doesn't work.
No, that doesn't work at all, Zach.
Alaska?
No. Sorry.
I still got a point.
All right.
It's 1-1, by the way.
You ready?
You're not doing anything. Go ahead.
Who is the voice of Shrek?
Mike!
Mike.
That Come would be on. Mike Myers.
Mike Myers, one for Mike.
Woo-hoo!
I'm sorry, he just got in baby. Past you, Zachy. Just all right. According to over 250,000 online petition signers, what singer should be deported?
Zach!
To
Mike.
Damn it,
Zach.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Yeah, buddy. It's tied up, boys. It's tied up. All right, here we go. Pyongyang is the capital of what country?
Zach.
Zach.
Thailand.
No.
Mike.
Mike.
That would be North Korea.
North Korea, very good.
What? How did you know that?
3-2.
How did you know that?
Yeah, baby.
I actually totally guessed.
Oh, crap.
Very good.
Okay.
Pyongyang.
How many questions left?
What do I got here? I've got a few.
We should have four left at least.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think it's 3-2 me. Thank you.
3-2 Mike. Here we go. Here's your next one. What did Antonio Stradivarius make?
Mike.
Zach.
Violin.
Violins, very good. So,
got
3-3. In golf, what is one stroke better?
Mike, Zach!
A birdie.
Damn it.
No.
What?
Oh.
One stroke better than what?
That's
eagle.
An eagle is the right answer. Very good,
no,
Zach. You are ahead.
Count. That does
yes,
not count.
In golf, the question was what is one stroke better than a birdie? And that's an eagle.
Woo-hoo!
Got him.
Okay.
I believe that puts me in the lead.
It does. 4-3.
It does put you in the lead. Okay. Who was the first supreme head of the Church of England?
Zach.
Zach.
King Henry VIII.
King Henry VIII. Zach is way
ahead.
Are
you kidding me right now?
Got him.
No way.
Oh, yeah, baby.
King Henry VIII.
I don't know. I had a flashback to history or
something.
I got one question left.
I really don't know how I did that.
I know. I can't win at this point, but go ahead.
Well, no. Here's what I'm going to do. This is a three-point question.
Shenanigans.
If you get it, Mike, you will win.
Okay.
If Zach gets it, he destroys your ass.
All right. All right.
You
I'm
ready?
Down. Yeah, bring it.
He was born in New York City in 1858.
Zach? Edgar Allan Poe.
No. He graduated from Harvard University, won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Zach. Benjamin Franklin.
No. In 1858? Come on. No.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
And served as President of the United States. Mike.
Abraham Lincoln.
No.
God.
You idiot.
He was born in 1858 and died in 1864?
Whatever. No. Hey, you know.
Born in New York City. 1858, graduated from Harvard, won the Nobel Peace Prize, and served as president.
You gotta be kidding me right now.
J. Edgar Hoover? No, that's way too late.
No, he wasn't No.
Earlier than that. He was a president in the last century.
Yeah?
In the early last
century. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, we got that. I don't even know who these presidents
Zach?
Are.
Zach?
Thomas Jefferson?
No.
I don't know.
I
got King Henry.
He had a relative who was also a president.
James Madison.
No.
Eric Madison.
No.
One of the Madison people.
No.
No.
A Roosevelt?
Henry Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt goes to Mike.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah!
If it was Jeopardy, I would have won. I got the last name.
6-5.
No.
I'm the winner.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
That just happened.
No.
Mike, you have reigned victorious.
This is bullshit.
Man.
And that's Earth trivia for you, boys and girls.
Come
see me
it.
At Star Island Resort every Thursday.
Every Thursday at what time?
From 5 till 7.
Can just
hour,
go to break now?
For more information, you can visit earthtrivia.com.
I'm pissed as hell. Let's just go.
All right. Listen, we do have some big news, and whenever we come back, we are going to make a huge announcement. So stick around. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
I don't need no man. I'm an independent woman.
That means, I prefer to live on welfare and child support.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates.
We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 49. Screw it! Titles are stupid! That means we couldn't think of anything, so that's what we came up with. I'm King Mike, King Zach here, of course, and King John along with us today. And it is time now, ladies and gentlemen, to make a huge announcement.
Oh, boy!
Oh, yeah. My God!
I'm so excited!
I can't help it!
Oh, my God!
I'm burst! Oh, it's good!
We have a very big, big announcement. Big things are happening for the show. So for all the fans and everybody, some new ways to experience us on the air. On the internet, it's going to be awesome, and we actually are going to take a phone call to make this announcement here. Let's see if we can get him on the phone right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It's time for the big announcement. We have big news. And
dun,
here,
dun, dun!
Oh, Jesus.
And here to help us out and to make this big announcement, we have Lacey, one of the Renegade Girls, on the air with us. Hey, Lacey.
Hey, Lacey.
Lacey, are you there?
I am here.
You're here.
How are you guys?
Hi. Good. Now, here's the big announcement. Basically, Kings of the Podcastle has picked up a sponsorship type agreement with RenegadeRadio.com. And RenegadeRadio.com is an internet radio station that's going to be playing back our episodes Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, it's going to be some recasts of some older episodes. And then every Friday, we're going to have our brand new episode up. And it's going to happen on RenegadeRadio.com, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. So it's totally awesome news. Lacey, thank you for being here to help us celebrate it.
You're wearing that applause button.
I love it. I love the applause button whenever there's big news. Lacey, where are you at right now?
It's my pleasure. It reminds me of those clappers, you know, with the hands that make the really loud, obnoxious noises.
Yes, exactly. Lacey, you're one of the Renegade Girls, right? And tell us a little bit about what that is.
The Renegade Girls are a promotions, mixed media, and marketing team. We are all over. We have chapters from California to Florida to Michigan to Indianapolis, wow. even in Canada.
So wait a minute.
And New Zealand.
Now, yes, Zach.
Now, when you say you're mixed media, does that mean some of the girls are C cups and some of them are D cups?
Some of us are even A cups.
Oh, wow. Hey, I'm all right. Hey, you know what? If it's more than a handful, it's a waste. That's what I'm right. just saying. I have to say, Lacey, you must be smoking hot because the studio dog Buster right now has a ragging boner. It is just his lipstick is all the way out right now.
Wow, what color is your lipstick?
It's red. Do you prefer red?
Wow.
Depending on the day.
Oh, so, you know. Lord.
Now, Lacey,
you know, I myself prefer to have a full C cup, you know, because it's nice to be a little brimming over than, you know, like.
Now, you're talking about, are you talking about for your own sake or your interest in others?
My own sake, you know, I like to sport it.
So, wait a minute. You have a C cup, but, like, how do you, like, overflow that? Do you have, do you wear a B cup bra even though you are a C?
Oh, no, you got to wear the proper bra. Oh, my God, you need to learn how to wear a bra. First of all.
Yes, he does, because he's putting on some weight. So wow. He does need to wear a bra. He does. Lacey, is there some way we could find an image of you on the internet? How would we do that?
Oh, yeah, you could. I have a modeling page because I have like two aliases when it comes to modeling. One, you can find me on Renegade Magazine under Lacey Liu. And then on Facebook, it's Helena Evangeline.
Helena Evangeline. That's sexy.
Ooh, that is sexy.
That
Damn
is
it.
The best porn name ever. I don't know how to spell Evangeline.
Technically, my stripper name would be Jorge Reyes. What is that for your cat and then your last name?
Hold on, wait a second. Did you just say that your stripper name is Jorge? Isn't that George?
It is. Yeah. It is Spanish for George. So
I'm Hispanic.
Oh, okay.
Well, obviously. Well, I hope that you're not Irish and you're sporting
Jorge. But
are you
also George? I'm
No. You know, how's it go? It's like the first name of your pet or your favorite pet.
Okay.
And my favorite pet was a black cat named George.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Right on. Do we got a picture yet, Zach?
I don't know. There it is.
There, she's looking for it. There we go. Renegade Angels. Oh,
it won't load?
The website failure.
Lacey,
the way that I've always heard you get your porn name is your middle name and then the street that you grew up on. And with that, my porn name would be Ray Meridian.
Ray Meridian.
Ray Meridian.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
That is awesome.
That's a good one. What about you, John? What would yours
be?
Well,
being that it's based on your middle name and the street you grew up on, my porn name would be Humphrey Neptune.
Wow.
Humphrey Neptune.
Humphrey Neptune.
That almost sounds like something from Greek mythology.
Oh, yeah. It does.
They had a strip bar in ancient Greece.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I usually run around in a toga.
and there are several statues of him at the Colosseum with his penis out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you say
he
that,
must
but
have been Michelangelo's favorite.
Oh, that's because it was so small; it was easy to sculpt.
Holy
wow.
moly!
That's not what your mom said, Zach.
Heyo,
she's got really big glasses.
So the Renegade Girls, I run the Washington State chapter, and I'm really intricate into like setting up the structure of the business part and being a big part of it. What we will be doing this summer is doing a lot of events, car shows. We just picked up PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, as our sponsor.
Awesome.
And
nice.
We'll be working the circuit. So what we help do is we help promote your event, your radio stations, i.e. the marketing part. We'll do a lot of branding. The girls will come to your event. We're doing a fundraiser for King's MC in Lacey, Washington, for the veterans. They're fundraising money for the veterans to have like a community house for a lot of the veterans who are, losing their benefits and to, you know, need a place to stay for a while until they get back on their feet.
That was nice of them to name the whole town after you just for showing up.
Yeah.
I know, coincidence, right?
Well, hey, you said that there's a chapter here in Florida, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we broadcast from Florida, just outside of Orlando from Realm Studios. So we need you to hook us up with the Florida chapter of the Renegade Girls.
Okay, so we have, I think we have one in Augusta, Augusta? No, that's in Georgia, huh?
Yeah, Augusta's in Georgia.
And then we have one in Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah, that's us.
And that's Jackson, us, yeah.
And Jacksonville and Bonneville. What is up with all the Villes?
I don't know. You know, it's weird. It's like England has all the boroughs and we have all the Villes.
Right.
So I
she's like, that was awful. Like that. She's like, okay, she's like, that's you're fine. An idiot. Thank you for the comment. I appreciate that. Moving on.
So what are you guys doing tonight?
Well, you're listening to it. Well, you're part of it. We're doing the podcast. We're also trying to possibly watch some of the Oscars tonight. Do you have any picks for the Oscars?
You know, I don't keep up with pop culture, unfortunately.
What?
I'm on my own mission, and this is my mission. Partly to why I like the Renegade Girls is our mission is to redefine mainstream media. And when I say mixed media, I mean we have access to radio stations, magazines, networking with, you know, all kinds of people in all different fields from, you know, film directing to you guys, for instance, and to chapters across the country.
Nice.
So, you know, it's a big thing. We're kind of like the Suicide Girls, but without all the nudity. We have more of a itchy, badass style.
Oh, man, that's...
Jesus. Well, that's all right. I'm looking at your website, and it's really cool.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. This is my bottom line. Porn is free. So why give the cow away when you should give the milk away? You don't want to give the cow away.
You are a smart businesswoman. I cannot handle it.
Well, listen, yeah. Lacey, we've got to get running. But we really appreciate you calling in and being part of our big announcement tonight. One more time, we're talking to Lacey, one of the Renegade Girls with RenegadeRadio.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lacey.
We're really excited about this. We're super excited about it. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else you need to say before you go?
Yes. Check us out on RenegadeRadio.com, and you can find me under Helena Evangeline or Lacey Nygaard RCG on Facebook, and that's how you can find who I am and what I look like.
Oh, we're going to be looking, all right.
One question, and I'll leave it at that. I want to come down for a $700 date. What does dogs one do?
There you go, Zach.
Damn. If you want to go on a $700 date, you got to talk to King Zach.
Dang it! Why? You got the girls in on hating on me? What is going on with this?
Hey, I tell you, we're everywhere.
Oh, I'm telling you. Spied in the restaurant. Holy crap.
You made me choke on my beer on that, Lacey. Good job.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I myself would go to the dollar management store or wherever and drive through.
And then go spend $700.
Let me tell you how good a $700 hamburger was. It was incredible.
Oh, I bet. Holy moly. All right, Lacey, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great night.
Take care. Look forward to it.
Bye-bye. All right, there you have it. That was Lacey from the Renegade Girls with RenegadeRadio.com. And that is going to be a new way that you can listen to the Kings of the Podcast.
That's the big news.
That's amazing.
It is going to be awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. Looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, hopefully get a whole bunch of more listeners. She was a nice girl, wasn't she?
She was a nice girl. She wasn't really all that bright in the pop culture.
You think she was drunk?
She called the dollar menu the dollar management store.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Hey, it's all right.
Well, that's what I'm going to call it from now
on. I would like to order from the dollar management store.
I would like to manage to get one of those cheeseburgers down my gullet.
But she does want you to take her on a $700 dinner.
I bet she does.
That's a lot of mini cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to head straight into our ridiculous news. We have a lot of fun stuff coming up in the ridiculous news. You're not going to believe what they are selling right now, what you are going to be able to buy.
Condom jerky.
From your favorite.
Condom jerky.
From your favorite celebrity. And, Zach, you're really, really close. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcast. Castle. And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
I like my sex rough.
That means my uncle diddled me as a child.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates.
We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 49. Screw it. Titles are stupid.
Titles are terrible.
Who needs a title?
I enjoy tittles, but not titles.
That's right. Exactly.
That should have been the title. That's a much better title than the one I came up with.
Kind of is, actually.
I'm down with tittles, no titles.
Yeah. Can we change it? Are we too far in already?
We're too far in. Yeah, right, we've committed.
Yeah. It's committed, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Really big news just came out, though, that we're going to be a part of RenegadeRadio.com. I think that's very awesome.
Yeah. RenegadeRadio.com.
Be sure to check us out.
Kings of the Podcastle.
It's going to start next week, I believe.
And it's going to be Monday through Thursday?
It'll be Monday through Thursday. We'll be recast, like old episodes.
Gotcha.
So we're going to start at episode one and work our way back up to where we're at now. But every Friday, of course, we're still going to do the podcast live every week.
Sure.
And then we're going to send that to them. And every Friday, they'll play our newest and most recent episode.
And it's from 10 a.m.? To 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's our slot.
And is that going to be Eastern or... Because this these guys...
that's a good damn question.
The website, therenegade.com, they're from the Midwest, aren't they?
Yeah. And they're sitting at, like, what time is it now? 9:30? And they're probably sitting at 7:30 over there. So,
No, it's 10 a.m. Eastern.
Is it 10 a.m. Eastern? Yes. Okay, good. There you have it. 10 a.m. Eastern, ladies and gentlemen.
There you have it.
And everyone listening to this on Renegade Radio is screaming at us because it's, like, 10:30.
Right.
And they're like, what are you talking about?
What are you doing? So anyway, that's very, very cool news.
They're a big deal
over there. And you know what's really funny is Charlie from Renegade Radio, gotta give a shout out to him and Eric who called me.
Yeah.
Literally called me on my cell phone and said, hey.
Now how did he get your phone number?
Well, he sent an email first and said we're interested, so I sent him one back and my email has a phone number attached on it.
Okay.
So he called me on my cell and was like, look, man, we really, really want to put you guys on. And I said, well, how did you guys find us? And he said, I was searching for new shows and your logo just kind of rolled through and I clicked on it.
Oh, here we go.
He listened to
You're going to take all the credit for the logo.
No.
What a great logo we have. Well, I wonder who did that.
I will say that it's an awesome logo.
Yeah.
But no, he saw it. He saw the show come through on the feed or whatever. He clicked on it. He listened. He said he ended up listening to like 3 or 4 episodes right there in a row.
Yeah.
And enjoyed the show that much that he listened to like 3 of them in a row, 4 of them in a row, and then decided to get in contact.
Nice.
So it's very cool to have some people out there that are listening and enjoying the show. So
absolutely.
Thank you for that. All right, we're going to move into our ridiculous news segment. We're going to quit tugging on each other's wangs.
That's pretty much what we've been doing for a half hour.
It's cool stuff. It's cool stuff.
I like tugging on my wang.
I had to spittle there for a second. So we were talking about what you're not going to be able to believe what you're going to be able to get from your favorite celebrity.
And I jokingly said condom jerky.
You said condom jerky, and you are unbelievably close.
Are you shitting me?
What?
I totally threw that out on a lark. That was not intended to be serious.
I joke you not at all. There's a company out there called Bite Labs right now, and they're claiming they're claiming that they are going to create meat. Which will be grown using, and I'm using that, I'm putting up the air quotes, grown.
Yeah.
Using tissue samples from celebrities.
Really?
That's kind of cool.
What do you mean meat?
It's meat, like meat, edible food.
So I can say I ate Hayden Panettiere?
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And you don't even have to take her out to dinner first.
Well, you know how much I would spend on that, so I'm saving money.
Wow.
What a deal.
Yeah, right? But it's called Bite Labs. You can check them out at bitelabs.org. They say that it is artisanal salami, and that's what they're going to be created, and they're going to conduct a quick biopsy to obtain the tissue sample from a celebrity, then isolating muscle stem cells in their proprietary bioreactors.
That's freaking weird as hell.
It sounds like it's kind of a... Doesn't it sound like it's kind of a hoax, maybe?
It's weird. I don't know.
I'll eat your sausage with a side of fava.
Yeah, and a nice Chianti.
And a nice Chianti.
But no, the company is claiming it's 100% serious. Supposedly, they're interested in working with celebrities like Kanye West.
Oh, no. Nobody
wants his salami. James Franco, Jennifer Lawrence. I might try some J-Law salami.
And,
J-Law? J-Law, that's what I call her.
All right.
And Ellen DeGeneres. We call her LD. I don't know where that came from.
Stupid.
Or Eden. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, there you have it. There's something.
Wow.
You can do.
How much are they going to charge for like a roll of this celebrity salami?
An arm and a leg? Ho ho!
Hey! Hey!
There it is. That was definitely worth one of those. I don't know. It doesn't say on here, but there's going to be some seasonings. Let's see. Hungarian paprika and Worcestershire.
Yeah. Why can't I just have good old American paprika?
This is a quote from the company. Hungarian paprika and Worcestershire give Kanye an underlying smokiness, spiced up with hints of jalapeno.
No.
The Kanye salami.
The underlying smokiness from Kanye is coming out of his ass.
Yeah, it's coming from all the weed he smokes. The Kanye salami is best paired with strong, straight bourbon. That's a description.
The only way to deal with Kanye is drunk.
I don't know about that. Have you guys ever done anything ridiculous? Like, you see this stuff all the time. Like, this is a tissue paper that Cameron Diaz blew her nose into.
Right, and somebody paid $50,000 for it.
Yeah.
I've seen that stuff happen. You know what the worst part of that is? When people try to do that with religious icons, like the Jesus and a grilled cheese.
Right.
Or a,
you see that all the time.
And yeah, that stuff is dumb.
But when it first started, it was crazy. People went nuts over that
but
stuff.
But have you guys ever like paid a ridiculous amount of money for like, I know you're a big baseball fan.
Sure,
so like, have you ever gotten an autograph ball or something like that was like ridiculous amounts of money?
No. No, because I would have sold it already.
I've just never been into that sort of thing, man. I never get like a. I don't care. I don't care about that.
I will say, when I went to Vegas, there was a store there, and it was one of the typical like collectible stores where they had all the different like signed memorabilia and stuff. And there was a lot of really like some Elvis stuff that he signed, like some of his stuff that had his signature on it. And I'm like, oh my God, that's just history. Or like you watch, what was that? It was one of those shows where they shipped stuff. I don't remember what it's called, but they bid on shipping things. And one of the guys had to ship Elvis's car. And I'm just like, man, I understand why someone bought that. I mean, that's a lot of money, but
I just never made any sense to me. I just never would do it. Let's move into some stupid criminal stories.
All right. Thank you for your contribution.
Yeah. Sorry. Let's move into the stupid criminals of the week. Did you guys hear about this woman at Waffle House, this person that robbed
the
Waffle House?
Yes, I heard about that. It was crazy. What a clever little racket she came up with.
Yeah. She walked into a Waffle House around 6 a.m. earlier this week, walked in. She was dressed completely in the company uniform, told the staff that she was an area manager and said that she needed to do an inspection.
Yeah.
What?
Then she inspected the bathrooms, the kitchen. She opened up the register, took $100, and left.
No. She also made them open up the safe.
The safe. Oh, yeah, she
and
did.
She got everything out of that, and then she walked out.
There's a safe in a Waffle House?
I guess
so. Yeah, there's a safe in any business.
That's where they keep all the covered and smothered cash. But
boom.
Yeah, I know. But wow, that was terrible, Mike. What are you thinking?
The closest Waffle House to here is just up the road, and I go there all the time. And the woman who waits on you there literally looks just like Mama June, Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Really?
It could be the same woman.
She's
man.
Big and southern.
She's got the jowls, and she's just friendly, but she looks like she might fall over any minute, and you don't want to pick her up.
Right. And don't be underneath her when she does fall.
Yeah, right.
But if you were going to go into a place and rob it, this would be the way
to
do it.
That's a very good way.
Like, I mean, come on. You walk in, and you. Because have you ever. You've worked in the restaurant industry before?
But a Waffle House?
Well, hold on. Have you worked in the restaurant industry before? Is that?
I have, of course, yeah.
And
haven't we
you
all?
Definitely have, right?
Yeah. Sure.
So. You get visits from regional managers
all the
time.
God, you don't know who all these people are.
And you know, most of the stuff down here, at least, is all franchise. So, I mean, you can have the corporate people walking in, the franchise, the regional guys. There's people in and out of there with your logo t-shirts like the whole day.
Yeah. And you just walk in and go, I just need to do a quick audit. And let me just check your safe and make sure you got everything in there. Oh, there's $10,000. I need to
take this back.
I'll make the deposit for you. No worries. Yeah. You know, I'm the regional manager.
But if I'm going to pull off something like this, and I'm going through and I'm like, where can I maximize my return? Waffle House. No.
Well,
I mean, even a McDonald's is going to have more cash on hand than that.
But hold on. Now, the risk versus the reward, though, here's what you got to do. You got to think to yourself that there's minimal risk at a Waffle House.
No. Here's the thing. When you walk into a Waffle House, you always see older women, moms working their second or third job trying to make ends meet. They're going to defend their cash with life and limb.
Maybe.
You walk into a McDonald's, it's just some dumbass teenager with pimples all over their face going, You're a regional manager? And even if they figured out, I go, I don't really care. Go ahead and take it.
Well, I agree, but that's probably the same reason they picked the Waffle House, because right. it's not like everybody in there. The average IQ in there is like probably
yeah. And not only that, but you got the right garb on, and you present yourself with confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At the Waffle House, they're like missing teeth. They're trying to figure out.
Okay, we come yeah. look at our kitchen.
Come get it.
I mean, those guys did it on Ocean 11, so I mean, it must work.
Why not? Exactly. Let's say that you do go out and you get yourself some.
How'd she get caught?
She didn't get caught. She got away.
She's still out there.
She's still out there looking
for with the money.
Her. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She walked out the front door,
got
took off
the car and left.
Well, and they realized later that
they got
maybe this
swindled.
Wasn't,
yeah.
They got swindled.
Well, I got khaki pants on. Let's go find a red polo and go to Target.
Right, there you go.
They're giving away They've money already, anyway.
Yeah, right?
So now let's say that you do go out and you rob someplace. You got uh-huh. all this money and you're uh-huh. hauling ass down the road uh-huh. and the cops come up behind you and they yeah. pull you over.
Right.
At what point do you decide to give up?
After you... So I've committed grand theft. It's a felony.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to probably see some prison time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For robbing banks, I think it's automatic 10 years.
Sure. Oh. Sure. So at what point, once you know that you're like, shit,
if
I didn't
I'm going into the big house,
yeah.
I'm not giving up.
You're not?
No. Yeah.
Well, then you are very much like this gentleman.
I'm
okay.
Yeah, I'm
this
feeling next the same
gentleman. I'm running until you get your hands on me and I can't wiggle out of your hold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right.
I'm not going to die over it, but well, I'm going to run like hell.
Well, this guy decided to die over it.
Yeah.
Ooh. But this happened in St. Louis. The cops tried to pull over. Three people out of a burning car that had slammed into a guardrail. But one of the passengers actually pulled out a gun and started shooting at the cops
what?
Who were trying
that's
to pull
never
them.
A good idea.
Why?
Who tried to pull them out of a burning car.
Why?
Yes.
They were helping him.
They were, exactly. But one shot did hit an officer.
Oh.
yeah, you don't shoot at cops.
No, you don't do anything to a cop. Even if you're trying to run from them, do not hurt the cops. That just pisses them off.
Exactly. Well, one did hit the officer, but luckily he was wearing a bulletproof vest, so he's okay. The shooter did not make it out, though, as far as we know. And
right.
so far, it's not clear if he died from the crash, the fire, or being shot by the police.
Right.
So here they are. They crash into a guardrail.
Sure.
Car bursts into flames. Cops come up and try to pull them out.
Yeah.
And the guy opens fire on them.
Ugh.
Like an idiot.
Hey,
so
I'm trying to burn here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Why exactly. did he pull a gun?
It doesn't say.
Well,
just
he
says
died, so it's not like, hey, why'd you pull a gun?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
For this reason.
Did he have a warrant? Or there's got to be something.
No, basically what happened here, the details are the car sped by a cop in St. Louis, then lost control. So the cop is already going to go and pull him over.
Sure.
But it lost controls, crashed into a guardrail, and burst into flames. But the police were right there on scene, go up, and almost immediately start trying to get people out of the car.
Right. And then this guy said, nope.
And then, yes,
pow, pow.
Several officers actually ran up on the car. It was fully engulfed in flames. They start trying to pull the passengers out, but one of the guys in the back seat pulled out a gun and just started shooting
wow.
at them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So, again, one shot hit the officer. They ended up returning fire back into the vehicle.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then, the next is history. They
now, what do you do if your dumbass friend has already crashed you into a railing, and you're sitting there like half conscious, and you look over, and there's a cop helping, and you're like, yes, thank you. And then the dumbass next to you pulls a gun out. Like, what? Do you try to stop him? I mean, are you dead already?
It's time to get a new set of friends, pretty much.
Yeah. The two women that were in the car did actually manage to get out and be pulled to safety, but the one guy, he died, the one
of course.
Who pulled the car.
Now, let me ask you guys this. Have either of you ever ran from the police before?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
I did.
Let's hear that story.
I was about 16 or 17.
Oh,
and
this
my yeah. Have you heard this before?
Yeah, we've heard this.
Yeah.
Have we?
Parents went out of town, and I went and grabbed some food from a local grocery store and hauled ass.
And oh, and you stole it.
Yeah.
You shoplifted, you little bastard.
Well,
you thought you thought the cops were off after you, and you went and you hid in your house and sat there for like 5 hours.
No, that's not correct. I jumped out of the... Okay, I went into where the deli is where you can order like a to-go meal. Like
yeah.
You get your couple of pieces of chicken and a couple of sides and
sure,
put
sure.
it in a to-go box. And I went up and I said, I'll pay. I got to go grab a couple of other things. I'll pay for it up front. They said, okay, no problem. So I just walked out the front door.
Right.
Well, this manager followed me to my car once I got out there. He said, excuse me, can I see a receipt for that? And I said, I don't have my receipt. I think I threw it away. He walked me back in to the deli, and I said, yeah, I paid for it. I totally paid for it. And they said, okay, no problem. We'll just pull up the history on, right, the, on the paper. And while they were doing that, I was like,
I'll see you later.
I'll see you. And I hauled ass through the store, like jumping through grandmas and carts and jumping around and everything else. Got outside and made it across the street when an off-duty cop actually chased me down on a motorcycle, cornered me into an apartment complex.
Yeah.
And
you little hoodlum.
I know. I was an idiot. I was definitely an idiot.
Did he arrest you?
No, they didn't arrest me. They took me in,
yeah,
and said, dude, if you would have just paid for it, we would have let you go.
Right.
And I was like, fuck you.
I'm a punk.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm stupid.
I was stupid, exactly. And they ended up taking me to like some juvenile detention thing.
That sounds like
my aunt had to come and get me out.
So they did take you to jail.
No, it was no jail. It was just like a holding area. It wasn't jail though. Like I didn't have to get processed.
So you weren't in a cell with other people.
No.
It was daycare. They took you to daycare.
They took me to a daycare, basically.
So you didn't get raped in your butt.
No. Well, I mean, you can't rape the willing. What's wrong?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with a little anal play every once in a while?
Okay. Wow.
Anyway, last week, a 45-year-old woman in India was found murdered. Police didn't have any leads until they found out that the woman's pet parrot would start going absolutely crazy when the woman's nephew was around.
Uh-huh.
So what did they do? They questioned the nephew.
Right.
Turns out he was the murderer. He completely confessed. All
weird.
Because of a talking parrot.
It was him.
Yeah.
He did it.
Exactly.
Tiny cock.
Bird
tiny
bastard.
Cock. Tiny cock.
Shut up, you stupid bird. Shut up. God. Have your dogs ever gotten you in trouble? Pets ever gotten anybody in trouble around here? Anybody ever? My dog pooped in somebody's yard one time and they got pissed.
Yeah, the people don't like that, you know, when the dogs poop in the yard and whatnot.
But he's never gone to the cops and said, hey, daddy was jacking off in the window of the neighbor's house.
Right.
No, he's never done that.
You should be thankful.
Well, yeah.
I've had a cop show up at my girlfriend's house because she lives on the second story of an apartment.
Uh-huh.
And I was playing with the dog and I was on the floor.
What were you doing with the dog?
I was just like throwing it around.
Yeah, peanut butter and stuff.
Right.
Fucking really?
What? What's wrong?
Come on, little Skippy on the Jennies.
I'm using that F word.
A little Skippy on the Jennies. What? Lick it up.
Do you use peanut? Do you use crunchy or creamy whenever you do that?
Yeah. No, creamy. You don't want them to bite.
Hey, try.
No, so I was running with the dog, and lo and behold, cops show up at the door.
Uh huh.
The neighbors.
Did they have a jar of peanut butter?
The neighbor. He said, I'm here to take somebody in. No. So apparently the neighbors below called and said that there was a couple having a fight upstairs.
Uh-huh.
That I was like, they filed a domestic abuse charge.
Right.
Because I was like roughhousing with the dog and jumping on the floor.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Really? For the dog?
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid. That is stupid.
So they gave you a ticket of some kind?
No, he just showed up and he goes, everything okay? I go, yep.
Okay.
You heard some noise. I'm like, just play with the dog. And goes, okay, have a nice day.
Wow.
All right.
That is dumb.
And then you went to commencing with the peanut butter.
And then the peanut butter came out.
It's peanut butter Jenny time. Way yet. Peanut butter. No, come on.
I needed just a little bit more of that to sample it for a song. What are you doing? I was totally going to rip that and make a song out of it, and then you had to hit the fail horn.
Can you hit it? Can you hit it one more time?
Peanut butter Jenny time. Peanut butter.
Why are you
Jenny
saying Jenny, though?
Why are you talking about genitals, you moron?
Genitals, you moron.
You keep ruining my drop.
Why am I the moron?
Because you don't know what Jenny means when I'm talking about genitals.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't have any.
You know the British.
You know the pictures that you masturbate to?
What? Yeah.
Those are penises, Mike.
The Washington. God.
I hate you.
It looks like a flappy poodle face.
Yep.
You are a moron.
All right, last story of the show. We got to wrap things up. Keep it down to an hour now because for our new time slot being an hour. On Monday, you're going to love this, Johnny.
All right, let's hear it.
On Monday, a 53-year-old woman in Florida, right here in our home state, was babysitting her 25-year-old daughter's 2-year-old.
Okay.
And she was, hitting on the sauce a little bit. A little drunky.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When the 25-year-old got home, she confronted her mother for being drunk, and her mom responded, like any mother would do.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
By hitting her daughter in the face with a used diaper,
with a dirty diaper.
Yes! Yeah.
Shut up, you bitch.
You don't drunk how? No, I am.
Take that. Take that.
It all shit in your face.
She slapped the shit out of her. All right, there you go. We're gonna get out.
Boo
of here.
Him.
That's the big news. Renegade Radio, boys and girls.
Yeah, Renegade Radio. We're on it, man.
Excitement.
Check us out. I don't know all of the details, but I promise that I will give them to you as they come, and you'll be able to check us out. We'll put it on our Facebook page. Make sure that you check us out at facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. Go to iTunes, subscribe, and rate us. Check us out on Stitcher, and of course, you can get all of our content at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Don't forget, we are broadcasting live on Ustream every week, though. Every week, Ustream.tv, you can check us out and call in.
Yeah, call us and leave us a message, 407-392-4KOP. That's 407-392-4567.
There you have it.
Toodles, right, kids.
We're out of here. Have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. I said okay, bye. Okay, bye. Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got up in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey, when you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.